You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Scott Smith, who is the president of the Lansing Theater of Lansing Theater or Theater Organ Incorporated. I had to make sure I got that right, Scott. Sorry about that.
You got it right.
Very good. I did get it right. I'm very curious. There's a lot of history here. I went to a website and went looking around a little bit. Tell me about what the Lansing Theater Organ Incorporated is.
When the Michigan Theater closed on Labor Day of 1980, one of the things that happened was that the organ was left more or less homeless. And at that time, the theater chain was asking a group of us what to do, what we wanted to do about the organ. We had already taken care of the instrument for a number of years in the theater. And so once the theater was slated to come down, we spent literally 10 years looking for an ideal home for it. And the Grand Ledge Opera House turned out to be that home.
Well, go ahead.
Well, we had plans all along. 10 years is a long time, and you can plan whatever you want to do. And we decided to model ourselves after a similar organization out in Wichita, Kansas. And what we've done for the past 16 years is to produce four public concerts a year, and it's about as diverse as anybody in our business gets. We have one that is, we pay homage to the old days of the silent films, and we do a live accompaniment of a silent film. And then we'll have live concerts, and we also mix the organ with various instruments.
Well, and looking back at your history as well, Scott, you're a lifelong resident of the Lansing area. You studied theater and classical organ, and then went into jazz theory. I mean, a vast background that brought you to this place today.
Well, I think to be a good theater organist, you have to have a little bit of everything behind you, and I think, like a lot of musicians, my tastes are pretty eclectic, and I think it was the perfect vehicle for me.
What do you love about this kind of an organ? I mean, is it in part the history or just the music that can come from it?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. As it was designed back almost 100 years ago, it can do just about any kind of music. You have to remember, when you're accompanying a silent film, you really have to be a jack of all trades, and you have to be ready for anything. And even today, it can hold up pretty well to most anything in the pop genre.
Well, and I do love the history, as you alluded to, about these organs used with the silent movies. And then afterwards, once talkies or talking pictures were introduced, they kind of disappeared. Tell us about the concert that's coming up this Sunday, April 10th at 3 o'clock.
Mark Herman is coming to us from Indianapolis. He's played for us before. We often throw a little different challenge to our organist. In this case, we pitched another idea at Mark, and he pitched this one to us. We have a kind of a sub-series we call The Art of the Composer, where, like symphony orchestras, we try to focus on the music of one composer. And Mark came back at us. He said, "Have you ever done a program about Irving Berlin?" Well, we have not. And so what Mark is going to do is perform a program that really runs the gamut. You have to remember that Irving Berlin lived to be almost 101 years old, and for probably almost 90 years of that, he was composing. You know, he wrote many, many things that Americans would recognize, starting with Alexander's Ragtime Band, and he went on with other things. Probably his two most famous are White Christmas and God Bless America.
Well, I'm looking at your website right now, which is great, by the way, a lot of great information on it. You know, there's no business like show business, always Easter parade, putting on the Ritz, what'll I do? This is going to be a great afternoon.
Well, I know that knowing of Mark's vast talent, it will be something for everyone. And where everybody needs to realize, with this kind of organ versus the average church organ, this has real traps, real percussions, it has orchestral sounding stops. I mean, it's really an all-in-one orchestra.
Well, people can get tickets there, or should they buy them ahead of time, or how do they go about that?
Those who want to buy them online can go to lansingarts.org, and they can get them there, or they can pick them up at the box office the day of the performance. Doors open at 2 o'clock, and the performance begins at 3.
What else can we look forward to in the future, some concerts in the future?
Well, we have planned, but we haven't announced our next season, but we will run the typical four next year. I will tell you that we have just rented the cult classic film Nosferatu, which we're going to run, we think, at the end of October, possibly like the day before Halloween. So we like to be topical. And, there will be other mixtures of organ and instruments. So we're going to have one with there's a fellow and his wife who live in the Detroit area. He plays the organ. She sings. In fact, that's how they met in church. She's looking for an accompanist, and she found an accompanist and a husband.
That's a good story. Do you practice in there often?
When I can. Usually I'm doing something with the organ and just trying to keep it in tune, maintain it. It's really a fairly simple instrument to keep going, but it gets a little cranky sometimes, like all of us.
Okay, I'll leave it at that.
Except you, of course.
Oh well, those who know me, well, they know me. I appreciate your thoughts, though, Scott. I really do. I just think this sounds like a great afternoon. I'm thrilled to be able to tell people about it, and they can go again. Let's give your website one more time.
If you want to go to our website, it's lto-pops.org, or you can go to buy tickets at lansingarts.org.
Very good. Well, Scott, I think this is going to be really fun, and I think this is something my folks would enjoy. So I'm thinking this is what we need to be doing Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Sounds a great thing. We'll look for you.
Very good. Thank you so much, Scott, for giving us some time this evening, and looking forward to it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Cheryl.
Very good. Scott Smith, who is the president of Lansing Theater Organ Incorporated. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.